views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Sorry, CC, I'm unmuting you and you're muting yourself, so you're unmuted now.
Oh, okay. Okay, welcome everybody to another episode of Blacks in Business Radio. I hope everybody is doing great. Today is May 24th, 2018, not 17, but 18. I hope you all are enjoying the warm weather as we are in St. Louis. I think it was 92 today, you know. I didn't notice it because I was in an air-conditioned car driving for Uber. But yes, it's great. I'm so happy that we are out of that cold winter snap and well into summertime. Let me check to see if my co-host is here. Brother Robert, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon, or should I say good evening, Cece?
I'm good. Are you at the library?
No, ma'am. I am sitting in front of my vehicle.
Oh, okay. All righty. How are you doing? Are you good? Everything is working out today?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good, and I'm going to be better once we get with this show. Then people can learn a lot of good things from the show, but I'm doing great. I'm excited. How about you?
Oh, I'm excited as usual, always at the last minute, scrambling together, putting things together for the show. For some reason, I work better under pressure. I don't know why, but I mean, it just works out really well. So with that, we want to definitely get into our subject matter concerning the show. We are going to be joined today by Sister Alexis. She is going to be talking to us about the notary business. That's going to be in the second hour. Let's see. I think, yep, she's on there now. Hey, Sister Alexis. And we do have a couple of other people there. If you would like to chime in at any time and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, let us know. Listeners, the number is 704-802-5056. Press **, and that will unmute you, and you can surely begin to talk. Okay, so today's show is Foreign Exchange Programs and Becoming a Notary. And, of course, you can join us every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Black Talk Radio Network. So, let's see, we'll be talking about the opportunity in hosting foreign exchange students, which we really haven't talked about that. In our second hour, of course, like I said, we'll be joined with Sister Alexis, the owner of a successful notary business. And her promo here that she sent to me is Alexis Collier is a notary signing agent, mobile notary, and notary mentor. She is launching a school in June 2018 called the Notary Wellness Mentor Online School, which you can learn more information by clicking on the link, and we will, of course, put that in Blacks in Business Radio. But it's https://notary-wellness-mentor.teachable.com/. Again, we will put that in the Blacks in Business link, okay? Facebook page, I should say. This school is an informative blueprint to a successful notary business. You'll learn your state's requirements, how to get started today, and how to secure your first signing. You can also expect a 50-state guide to launch in the same week. providing you with tools and techniques to a successful notary career. Her notary business is Divine Notary. The school's name is Notary Wellness Mentor. The guide's name is I'm a Notary, What's Your Superpower? And so her phone number, of course, is here, 845-656-6271. And then her website is SisterAlexisCarter.wordpress.com. Okay, so you can check out all of her information. And again, we will post this in Blacks in Business Radio, so you can join her on Facebook and Instagram as well. And you will be able to email her at divinenotary@cheerful.com. So I'm excited to have her on the show. Welcome, Sister Alexis. I know you're there. Okay, so let's get into the show. Kind of working backwards a little bit. That's okay, because our guest is very important. I have always wanted to learn about becoming a notary, but, you know, I know that there's, you know, steps, you know, things that you have to do, and you have to go through these state things and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, sometimes these things can be overwhelming if you don't have anybody guiding you. So I'm happy that Sister Alexis is here to talk to us about her school. And perhaps you all, if you are interested in becoming a notary, you can join her in her school. Okay. So I got a couple things I want to talk about. Okay. So of course we have the foreign exchange program we're going to talk about, but I was leaving the library making my free prints, because that's what I do. I print for free at the library. I never pay for printing. So I was at the library, and they have a newspaper here locally in St. Louis called St. Louis American. Okay, so today's issue, it actually came out today, May 24th through the 30th, 2018. I haven't gotten in depth with the article, but we'll read a little bit of it, okay? So, you know, because it is dealing with business. And it says, business leaders invest $900K in North St. Louis. Now, when you hear that, Robert, what do you think when you hear about business leaders investing $900K in North St. Louis? I mean, first of all, let's give everybody a visual of North St. Louis. Now, I guess it depends on if they're talking about North City, North County, or whatever. And I guess they'll talk about that in the article. But when you talk about North St. Louis and people investing money, the first thing that comes to mind to me is the G word, gentrification, because I know North St. Louis or North County and North City, both places are pretty dilapidated. What do you think, Robert?
Well, certainly it is that. We just saw a whole lot of money being invested into this Broadway area or Baden area for the sidewalks, the streets, and the street lamps. But when you talk about North St. Louis, that's such a broad area, for real. That's a really broad area, because Baden is considered North St. Louis. You got the Walnut Park area. You're talking from like Goodfellas to all the way down. We're talking to West Boston and 70. That's quite a bit of area right there. Now, 900,000, who's getting that money? I know
these
guys.
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah, because I know the guys that just did the sidewalks and the electrical for the lights and stuff. That's all a private company. That's not those are not city employees. Those are private companies that got those contracts. All of them were white. I didn't see no black people involved in that at all. So, I mean, it sounds big and wonderful, but I mean, when you ride through North St. Louis, you know, you got certain type of people getting the money, and the people that really matter the most are not getting the money. I mean, they got to qualify to get some of that money. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't heard anything about monies available for private residents in North St. Louis at all, because again, Broadway, you got a lot of vacant buildings sitting here. Just, I mean, could be really, really nice buildings, but they're just sitting here. They did the sidewalks and the street lights, and Elliot Davis did a Facebook Live about that. He was talking about, you know, these aldermen investing all this money into the sidewalks and into the to make it look good, but the buildings are looking like, you know, they need to be torn down. So, you know, there's money allocated for certain things, but, you know, when you get to the politics, a lot of that money goes to a lot of people that they know.
Right. Well, let's Scotty says $900,000 for crime prevention, intervention, and enforcement in St. Louis, in North St. Louis, at the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. This message came in the form of a contribution of $900,000 from Civic Progress, the Regional Business Council, and 125 leading businesses in the region for crime. Yeah. Well, see, the thing is this: it's good that there is money, but seriously. We did an interview, man, a few months back for, you know, Castle Point. What part of is Castle Point North?
North County.
Okay.
North County.
Castle Point is North County. Okay. Hold on. Let me try to close the window.
And let me just say this while you pause.
Okay.
Civic Progress, a lot of people that's listening to you right now don't have a clue. A lot of people in St. Louis don't have a clue to who Civic Progress is. Civic Progress is a group of white men, the most elite rich men in St. Louis or in the St. Louis area, that meet at the Bogey Club out here in Frontenac, which is, again, that is the most elite club in the city of St. Louis, where all the, I'm talking about the schnooks, these type of people, these type of families come together. They're all a part of this group. So to drop $900,000, it's really like they didn't miss that money. You talk about a group of people now. When you're talking about one family, the Snooks family can drop $1 million by themselves. So we're talking about a group of
Snooks. Snooks is like the largest grocery store in the area. For all of you listening around the world, that's what Schnucks is.
Like Schnucks. Right. They're all over Missouri and Illinois. So that one family alone, I think their net worth, I Googled that about a week or two ago. I think it was like $200 million, something like that. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, but you can Google it for yourself. And it's called Schnucks, S-C-H-N-U-C-K-S. They could drop $1 million by themselves. So when we hear these numbers, $900,000, you talk about North St. Louis. Well, you have to really look at the demographics, the amount of homes that are in the area that makes up quote unquote North St. Louis. Okay, so $900,000 is not a lot of money. It's just not a lot of money to go into any community and talk about, especially in the condition that these buildings are in. My building alone, one of my buildings alone, to rehab that thing back to the life that it should be, you may be every bit of $250,000.
Oh, Lord.
That's why it's hard to insure these buildings. These old buildings are very hard to insure because it's so much money that goes into restoration of these buildings. If you talk about bringing it up to code, so that number, that $900,000, is really peanuts. But to a lot of people, it may be impressive, but it's peanuts. People do your homework. Civic Progress and the Bogey Club of St. Louis, Missouri. And
well, it's impressive. It's impressive. The number is impressive. But what are they going to do in it? Like I said, you know, you and I were in Castle Point, which is not too far away from here, and that is a very crime-ridden little community with little cute little houses, little cottage homes. It used to probably be, I think, like a mixed environment, but it's heavy with crime. And just here recently, somebody gave them a whole bunch of money. And I haven't seen anything happen. I don't know. It was supposed to be for crime prevention also, and this and then. I don't know. Maybe they just shove all this money into the thing called crime prevention, because I don't see anything different happening. I mean, I don't see any improvement or whatever. But let me read a little bit of this article so we'll kind of get the gist of it. And this is by Ashley Jones for the St. Louis American. Today, the business community is sending a clear and strong message to its most vulnerable neighbors that it cares, that it stands in purpose here with law enforcement to help prevent crime in their communities. Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards, who was just elected, said on May 16th at the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis Martin Luther King Urban League Head Start Center. This message came in the form of a contribution of $900,000 from the Civic Progress, the Regional Business Council, and 125 leading businesses in the region for crime prevention, intervention, and enforcement in North St. Louis. Organizations receiving funding include the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis for its Save Our Sons program, Better Family Life, BFL for its Neighborhood Alliance program, STL Youth Jobs, the Little Bit Foundation, and the Northside Community School. This funding is primarily dedicated to an area of North St. Louis bordered by Vandeventer Avenue and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Let's see here if I can get there fast enough. Oh my goodness. A7. Hold on. You can tell I don't read the newspaper. Hold on. Hold on. A7. Shame on me. Let's see. Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, Goodfellow Boulevard, and West Florissant Avenue. These particular programs were selected because of their proven track record of positive results, as well as response to the need of focus on an area of St. Louis that is experiencing some of the highest rates of violent crime. Save Our Sons staff and graduates attended the May 16th press event. Will Donlow, one of the more than 400 graduates of the program, spoke for the Urban League. We all know that humility comes before promotion, says Donlow. Our city was humbled by the Mike Brown incident. Now it's time for our promotion, and everything's connected. All of our hard work, all of your love, and all of your energy is connected. We are connected. The Urban League received $250,000 to expand Save Our Sons into North City for crime prevention and for police community mediation. We know that money answers all things, but I have a motto that I have been going about in Save Our Sons program, and I call it MOM. Donald says it stands for morality over money, and our city needs to come together with our morality to match our money and treat each other good so we can see the change that we need to see in this community. I will copy the rest of this story. I have my own opinion. I will copy the rest of this story into Blacks in Business Facebook page, and you guys can read it in full. But, you know, I'm just not, you know, of course, these organizations have done some noteworthy work, but I'm just always, you know, wondering what's on the underground. I mean, because there's so much that still can be done. There's so many things that are looked over, like the base of these issues, you know, is sometimes not even recognized. So that is a problem. Okay, so I saw something else in this paper. I just love this newspaper, really. They need to deliver one to me for free. That's what needs to happen, because I'll talk about it on the radio. Let me see. There was another one. Something. Oh, okay. Illinois utilities spent $1.25 billion on diverse suppliers. Business Diversity Council reports 7.8% increase over 2016. Oh, that doesn't sound like something I want to read. That's kind of boring. But again, I'll post it in there. I post a whole newspaper in Blacks in Business Radio. Let's see here. There was one that I saw. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. So much interesting stuff in this paper today, but we can't get to, oh wait, here's one business. Okay, it says WWT commits to NAF. $10 billion tech company pledges to support students from NAF academies. So there's a picture of all these beautiful Black people, and it says NAF Academy students from Jennings Senior High, with honoree David L. Stewart, founder and chairman, Worldwide Technology, Juanita Logan, director of corporate development at WWT, Ann Marr, vice president of global human resources at WWT, and Art McCore, superintendent of the Jennings School District. So apparently they got some money and support, and we'll post this in there too. This is not a super long article, but we need to move on. Okay, so that was the news. Okay. Now let's get into the foreign exchange situation, because I've printed off so many things. Okay, so I think I've talked about it before. I have been a foreign exchange host in the past in Washington State. Now, I thought about doing this because I'm always thinking of extra ways to make money and to offset my rent. I mean, that's just like, that's what I do, like, naturally. I'm always looking for ways to offset my bills, seriously. So I was going to community college at the time, Tacoma Community College, and I checked into their homestay program. That's what it's called, because I knew that there was lots of foreign students around there, and I was like, well, how does this foreign exchange student program work? So what they do is they have you attend an orientation, so they talk to you about it. And if you decide that it's something that you want to do, then there's more of an in-depth study on, like, who you are. So you fill out an application. Of course, they ask you all these different questions about your lifestyle, who's in your home, if you've ever been convicted, if you smoke, you know, just all the regular questions. You know, they want to make sure that the student that's staying with you is safe. So no problem. Then after all that, then they come out to your house, they visit, and they, you know, look and see where the student will stay. And that's just about it. But I'll tell you, it is a rewarding experience to have someone else in your home that is from another country. And I'll tell you, it is also a drag to have someone else from another country in your home. And I say that because you will go through a time period, most likely, when the student is really homesick, because they come to the United States a lot of times with some kind of expectation, and it's kind of unfulfilled. You know, they get over it, but at first, for the first few weeks and sometimes for the first few months, that student is kind of depressed. I had one, I mean, it was like overwhelming to him. He just stayed in the bed all the time until he had to go to school. He was like physically sick. Physically sick because he missed his home so much. Their lifestyle is so different than ours. You know, what I have found is, like, for instance, the guy that I had in my home, his mom did everything. I mean, when I say everything, she ran his bath water. And he was a grown man. He was like 19, and she was still cleaning up after him and running his bath water, cooking his food, and just really doing everything for him. So when they come to this country and they have to be so independent, it's a huge shock. But yeah. So, okay. Now, I had thought about doing that program here in St. Louis again, and I was so excited because I'm like, okay, you know, I can do this here. But there's like so many different little things to it. Okay, so you can decide to be a foreign exchange homestay parent, you know, and that's just it. You're a parent, especially if you host someone that is in high school. Now, if you host someone that is in high school, there is a higher responsibility for you because this is really a child. This is somebody's child that you're taking care of. So you literally have to, like, monitor them like it's your teenager. You can't just, you know, let them go by the wayside. You really have to monitor them as if you would your own teenager. Now, if you don't feel that you want to be that responsible, you can be a homestay for an adult going to college. This is what I recommend, honestly. Of course, you will put some rules in place. Hello? What was that? Okay. You will put some rules in place that the person has to follow. Like when they have to come in, what chores they have around the house and that type of thing. But for the most part, you know, those older ones, they tend to develop, you know, their own little lifestyle and their own group of friends. And you know, they get around a little bit more easier, and it's really less of a headache, you know, because the person is an adult. Let's see. Now, how do you pick a program to host from? Now, I was trying to do some research because I'm always in a place where I want to cut out the middleman. You know, the middleman is the college or the university. So, oh, and I forgot. Okay, so why would I host a student? You know, again, a way to make extra money and to offset, you know, bills or whatever is to host a student. Okay, so I was thinking, how could we figure out how to cut out the middleman and be a homestay program, like just a program on my own and be able to connect with other countries? I mean, that takes a little bit of work. It's very easy to just connect with a college, go through their whole program. But why should the college receive like all this money and you're totally doing all the work? I mean, I don't really agree with that. So I'm still working on a way to try to figure that out. Like, do you contact the embassy? Do you contact, you know, some specialized programs in other countries? You know, is there a go-to for the countries? I haven't figured that part out yet. But it's definitely a benefit. Now, when I did this, I was getting $750 a month for a student living in my home. And again, my students that lived in my home were adults, you know. So all you had to provide for them was food. You didn't have to cook meals. You don't have to do much of anything. You just have to kind of be there as a reference. I went a little bit further, you know, because I recognize that, you know, these are students, and although they're adults, they're in a brand new country. So what I did was I made sure that I did cook meals and I had them readily available. If they were coming in at a different time than I was, the meals were always ready and all they had to do was heat them up, you know, and I left great instruction on the refrigerator for them. If they needed to go somewhere outside of school, I would definitely take them. My first student was from Abu Dhabi. That's the one, he was like a baby, seriously. Like his mom did everything for him. My last two were from China. I had two from Denmark. So, you know, I did this for a little while. But the one from China, let me see, the second one from China. Second one from China, he arrived, and these people usually have, they have a decent, you know, their parents have money. He came and he had like $7,000 or something like that on his person. I don't even know how. Can you get $7,000 through the airport? I don't know. But he had a lot of money in his pocket. And I was like, okay, we need to go help you open a bank account. So that was the first thing I did. When I got him, I took him right to the bank. And I helped him open a bank account so that he could kind of be responsible for the money that he had. And the first thing he wanted to do was go buy an iPhone. And I was like, okay. And the iPhone was like $800. And I was like, okay. So took him to the mall. He bought an iPhone. And then after that, I mean, he kind of like took off on his own. He was excited to be in this country. A lot of them don't like the food. That's probably the biggest concern. They don't like the food. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a rewarding experience if you are interested in like experiencing people of other cultures and other countries. Now, what countries are available? There are countries around the world that are available, but you would have to get with a hosting agency that hosts from a country that you prefer. And there's so many. I try to like sort of narrow down the information for you, but I couldn't. I mean, there's so many hosting agencies. The easiest place to go to find a hosting agency or homestay program would be the colleges in your area. I would just go check them out and see, you know, what their program is like. You know, just tell them you want to attend an orientation, and they'll kind of tell you what you need to expect and that kind of thing. Let's see. I also ran into, what did I run into when I was looking? Oh, did I not? Oh, I think I emailed it to myself. Maybe not. Is this it? Host a foreign exchange student in St. Louis. Okay, this is an organization called hostfamilies.org. And they actually, you can click on a certain button for your particular state or town, and they host from around the world. I mean, from around the United States. And it says, host a foreign exchange student in St. Louis. And let's see, this lady says, my family hosted a foreign exchange student when I was growing up, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. My oldest is at college, and there is room in my home. So that's why she did it. Exchange students from all over the world will arrive in St. Louis. Broaden your family and its experience by hosting a foreign exchange student. Families who host students attending Lutheran North or South will receive a $750 monthly stipend. So that's what it is for this program. They'll give you $750. And if you're here in St. Louis or wherever you are, just go to hostfamilies.org. We'll put that also in Blacks in Business. They also have a phone number, 1-800-330-0459, or you can email them at info@lpilearning.org. I think we need to take a commercial break. This is Blacks in Business Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be back after these messages. Okay, I guess we're not going to take a commercial break, but that's okay too. Okay, so it says in 2014, there were a total of 106,012 high school student exchange students in Missouri. Okay, no, 106,712 high school student exchange students in the exchange program. And then Missouri families hosted 1,421 students. Missouri host family homes are welcome to become part of the exciting world of exchange programs, okay? Missouri exchange students come with their own spending money, are fully medically insured throughout the program. They speak English, are high school students between the age of 15 and 18, have a thorough medical exam before leaving home, maintain good academic standings. Local representatives are committed to recruiting the finest host families for our students. And then the requirements of the families, or not requirements, I should say. Let me see. The Missouri families come in all varieties, styles, and types, are interested in world and global affairs, are open-minded, attentive, and loving, are proud to share their local culture with others, have a desire to learn more about other cultures, people, and languages, are looking to help promote peace through cultural exchange, provide a student with three meals a day, have a bed for the student. Any capable Missouri resident may apply to be a host. A host family can be a single person, single parents, grandparents, whether you live in the house, townhome, condo, or apartment, you can host a foreign exchange student. Host families are encouraged to include their exchange students in family activities, outings, and events. For great deals on interesting experiences for the whole family, visit Groupon St. Louis. See, they put this thing together really good. I mean, I don't know who did it, but it's great. So let's see. Let us help you find exchange students. So again, that's info@hostfamilies.org, or you can go to hostfamilies.org. Let's see. And so then I can go into this information here. Okay. I mean, there's probably a ton of questions that people might have, but like, what is a homestay? Homestay experience is when a family and another country agrees to host an exchange student who comes to study and learn about another culture. Homestays can be rewarding and challenging at the same time, so it is very important to understand exactly the type of commitment it requires. When a student visits a host family, they are required to provide housing and in some cases, food for the time agreed. Our program provides extra income to host families for extending the hospitality and use of their home. How homestays work. As a host family, you should expect to be responsible for providing for an exchange student's basic needs such as rooming, meals, and private bedroom. Over time spent together with the exchange student, a host family should help the student become familiar with their new life and provide a relaxed and nurturing environment. Not only are there expectations for the family, but the student is also supposed to abide by certain rules and guidelines while living in the family's home. How is a host family paid? Now, let me tell you this. I'm not going to segue all the way, but this is part of it. There are host programs that pay you, and there are host programs that don't pay you. And I'm pretty sure that you'll know that information up front. And it depends on what sort of visa program the homestay organization deals with. Instead of being a host parent, I was going to be a coordinator. Well, I should say I am a coordinator for a certain organization here in St. Louis. But I was doing the training while I was driving for Uber. I was doing the training, listening to the webinar. And I mean, I've been dealing with these people for a little bit, just, you know, trying to little by little get my training done. And I found out yesterday that this organization does not pay. And when I was listening, the woman was like, yeah, well, if somebody's asking those questions about how much they get paid, then that's a family that you don't want to go with and all that. Well, listen here. I don't know that many people who have the means to just bring in a foreign person from another country for free. I mean, maybe this program is really geared to people who are really up there in income. I'm not really sure, but I was kind of irritated because I was like, okay, there's actual homestay programs that don't pay people. I mean, I just could not wrap my mind around that, you know. And I know that the demographic of people that I'm dealing with when I'm talking about hosting a student as a representative, that would be an incentive. I mean, not to say that is the only incentive, but to tell them that they're going to be paid to host the student, I mean, that's a wonderful thing. So if the program, which I don't think any of the colleges are on this program where they don't get paid, but the program for the people that are or the organizations that don't get paid, the students are on something called a J-1 visa, okay? The J-1 visa is heavily regulated by the government. I had to go through this whole governmental training and take a test and all this other stuff. I got my certificate through this company. But yeah, so J-1 visa regulated, okay? So you want a program with an F-1 visa, okay? The F-1 visa is actually unregulated. And here at Blacks in Business Radio, we love unregulated business. That's great. It doesn't mean you're going to run amok and do whatever you want to do, but it just means that you can do whatever you want to do. So, of course, the school or the program that you're dealing with, the homestay organization, they will have some guidelines, but the basic thing to me is, of course, you're going to get paid. So it looks pretty general that the payments are about $750, but I've heard of greater payments. So you would have to, again, do your homework for the schools or organizations in your area or the organizations online. Now, for me, I'm not sure that I would really necessarily want to deal with an online organization. I would rather do the community college because they're right there in your neighborhood. If you ever had a problem, they're right there. I mean, I actually appreciate that. So, like I said, F-1 visa, not J-1. I mean, unless, you know, you don't need the money or you don't want the money or you don't care about the money and you just want to host a student from another country. I'm not bashing you. Do your thing. That's great. But I know most of the people that I know would like to have a stipend and as well have the different culture in their home to introduce to their children or just have that experience. I was listening to part of that webinar, and it was so true what the woman said. She said, some people will never get to go out of the country, and to host a foreign exchange student is probably the next best thing to that. And I agree with that. Because as you have a student come in, they can share with you their culture, you know. And I mean, the age of the internet, I mean, of course, you can go to their culture right on the internet and they can talk to you about whatever. But yes, so I think it's a good idea. Now, you do have the opportunity, it depends on the program though, to have more than one student. And there are stipulations behind that. Like, from what I've noticed, they don't like you to have two students from the same place. Don't really know why. I think that's because they would like the students to kind of engage with one another, you know, and speak English. But if you have two students that speak the same language, they'll spend a whole lot of time with each other because they're familiar with, you know, the culture in each other. So they want them to broaden their horizon. I'm not sure if you could have a boy and a girl. But I do know, just like I said, every organization has different rules. And yeah, so you would just have to check that out. Let's see here. We talked about the pay. Let's see. And it says, applying to be a host family. Many foreign exchange students organizations have a website available to simplify the application process. Through visiting a website for a particular hosting company, a person can find out basic information and request to receive a packet of information about the organization. The internet is a great tool for exploring different host families' requirements, and you can find out the potential for extra income, housing requirements, and any other important information. How long will a student visit? A host family will need to be prepared to spend time with a student and to be flexible and understanding. You can expect your exchange student to be a guest for an average period of 4 to 10 weeks. For some contracts are longer and others may be shorter. Hosting an exchange student requires commitment. If hosting a foreign exchange student is something your family is considering, it is a good idea to contact the exchange student organization to help you receive answers to any questions and to allow you to find out any important information. The rewards of hosting an exchange student. Aside from the extra income, see, that's what I'm talking about. They're talking about the income right here out the gate. That lady, I was like, what is she talking about? Of course people need extra income to have somebody else in their house. But it says, aside from the extra income, a family can receive for hosting an exchange student, there are so many other rewards that come from welcoming someone from another country into your home. Many host families enjoy the opportunity to learn about life and cultural differences in another country, while others reap the rewards of helping a young person achieve a goal or fulfill a dream. The benefits of hosting an exchange student are immeasurable, and many families find it so interesting and enjoyable, they have gone on to do it on a regular basis. That's good information. Again, we'll post it on Blacks in Business Radio. So, Robert, what do you think about foreign exchange hosting?
Well, from all I've learned from you about it, based on the city that you're out of, could determine, if I'm not mistaken, exactly how much or how lucrative it could be financially. But culturally, I think that's just such a wonderful thing to be able to do, have someone of a different culture, and randomly, you know, you get 3 or 4 people in it in your house at one time. If you got enough room, man, you can have some interesting conversations. That's like we are the world all in one house.
Right, you know? That's true.
I think for your children is very beneficial. You know, you got all these different languages that'll come around, and you can learn from them. They can learn from, you know, us. So definitely there's benefit there, for sure. And if you're the type of person that don't mind people being around you, that's just something that would be a great experience to have in your life. Now, am I correct with what I just said, though? Is it based off where you are located that determines the amount of money that you'll be able to make doing that?
No, it doesn't depend on that. It depends on the hosting organization, like the community college or the university or some other organization. It's whatever they set it at. And that's why I said, why not somehow find out how to cut out the middleman and deal directly with the country? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're getting $750, how much do you think the college is getting?
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I was hosting, I had the student, because in Seattle, well, not Seattle, but Tacoma, Washington, I was going to Tacoma Community College, and that's where I started out. Now, what happens with Tacoma Community College is they don't require the students to stay a full year before they can transfer out and go to another school. They're like a receiving college. So the students would flock from other countries to Tacoma Community College because after one quarter, they can transfer on to like California or wherever. Other colleges don't allow you to do that. When you come in, you have to like basically serve time for a year or complete your whole study there or something like that. So people would just come right to Tacoma Community College. Now, the one young man that I had, his name was Abood. That was his nickname or whatever. But He was from Abu Dhabi. And when he left, it was funny because like a couple months later, he reached out to me, or no, his brother reached out to me from their country. And his brother wanted to come over and wanted to come stay at my house, you know, and they said, we'll pay you directly. We don't want to go through the school. Well, at the time, I was like, no. I wasn't comfortable with that. They were going to pay me about $1,700 a month, but I wasn't comfortable because his brother was about 35 years old and I have daughters, you know, so I was like, no, that wouldn't work, you know, so I just told him no. But I mean, you'd be surprised the types of relationships that you can build with these people from other countries, and that, you know, that you become a trusted person here in the United States. You never know what can happen. But yeah, and you know, the other idea I had, of course, was to have a foreign exchange house, which, you know, would look much like apartments. And, you know, because then you wouldn't be limited, you know, because these people can come over from other countries and they can simply get apartments. They don't have to be in a homestay program, but they can get apartments. And that's what I see a lot of them doing. So what if you had a homestay apartment and you had someone who is already a caregiver, like somebody who's a licensed caregiver? That means they already know how to care for people, and they are like the, what do you call it, like governess or room mom or whatever, the go-to person. And you could purchase a van and put your logos all over it, and also have like a small car. You could totally turn that into a business, and you could totally have people coming into your homestay program all the time, and you just pay this person that, you know, you could have a couple people alternate in, you know, as the caregiver for these young people coming in. But that was my idea. I just think the homestay program is really good. And it's, you know, I'm just interested in linguistics and other people's languages and other people's cultures. I love it. You know, sometimes we get a little fearful of other cultures, but I mean, you really don't have to be fearful of other people's cultures. And you can host students from wherever you want. You know, if you want students from Kenya, then you just have to connect with the advisor from the homestay program of whatever college you're talking to, and tell them, hey, I want a girl from Kenya, or I want a boy from Kenya, or I want somebody from Zimbabwe. You know, you could totally make that happen, but it's not anything to be fearful of. You know, you could totally be learning about another country and help a student be successful in this country, as well as make a little bit of money. I mean, you times 750 times 12, what is that? Quick math.
750 times 12, you're looking at 10 is 7,500. So plus another 1,500 is 9,000, I think it is.
Times 12 is, yep, you right. You right. Ooh, your math is on. Yep, $9,000 of extra money per year. Now, again, that's just going through to college. What if you were able to connect with, you know, somebody? I mean, I don't really want to promote Craigslist, but I mean, there's got to be a way that you can connect with these other countries directly yourself and get students yourself. I just haven't figured it out yet. And if and when I do, I will definitely share that information, because it's all about us doing what we can do to make that money that we need to make to be progressive. Okay, so everyone listening, if you'd like to chime in, just press star, unmute yourself, and start talking, because we are here to listen to whatever it is that you have to say. Let's see, what else do I have here? Yeah, I printed off a lot of stuff at the library. I was trying to find like some government regulation stuff, but again, the F1 program is unregulated, the J1 program is regulated, but I found something from Department of Education and Early Development. What does it say? State of Commerce, Victoria. Maybe this is from Canada, because that's where Victoria is. Yeah, homestay providers are not responsible for the student's overall welfare. Any welfare issues concerning the student should be immediately raised with the school's international student coordinator. Oh, that's nice.
But hey, yeah, CC. Yes. You know, you said something a little while back in your conversation that is so very real about tapping into the unregulated opportunities in businesses. And mm-hmm. there are so many that just I mean, people usually don't talk about unregulated opportunities, you know, business opportunities, because they don't know about them. And the people that do know about them don't share them for the most part. And for you to really, you know, share what you just said, a lot of people that's hearing this program really don't know to the depths of how deep and significant what you are expressing really is. Because, again, you don't – there are industries, and I'm not going to go into details, but there are industries that you wouldn't have a clue that you can go right into that's unregulated that you don't even need a license to do. And those are the industries – see, when we don't have people that's sharing information with us as black people – as the Bible said, our people, what does it say? Our people perish from a lack of knowledge.
Destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And see, when you don't have people sharing this type of information, what CC is sharing with you right now, I mean, how would you know if there's no teacher? You know, how would the saying go, how would they know except they have a teacher? And what she's sharing with you guys is what BIB Blacks in Business Radio is all about. We are sharing with you information that can definitely help, aid, and assist in your life, your financial life, definitely transforming from a zero to a hero. Okay? So, I mean, I thank you, CC, for sharing the experiences, because I have no clue at all in terms of that type of business. I've never been in that type of business and never even knew that type of business existed till I met you. So, again, people, take heed to the information that the sister is sharing with you right now, and do your own investigation and start looking, maybe even do a Google search, unregulated opportunities, unregulated business opportunities, and see what you come up with, because there are so many opportunities out there. I know personally of one that I'm involved in, but there are so many more that are out there that we just don't know about. And we need people like CC and myself that can share this information. So, I thank you for what you've just shared. And going forward, it's an eye-opener for myself. So, people, do your research, and you know, if you need to contact the sister, email her. We are blacksinbusiness@gmail.com, and or I am CC Harry. Is that correct, CC?
Well, you know, you got to spell that all out. That's difficult. So just tell them myvirtuoushelp@gmail.com. Myvirtuoushelp@gmail.com. Because as a virtual assistant, I can help you find that information that you need.
Reach out to the sister, y'all. I mean, the sister is very resourceful, very knowledgeable, a very, very, I'm talking about sharp business woman. So, I mean, this information that she's sharing, I'm listening like, it's almost like it's the first time for me hearing it, even though I've heard it before, but you can't exhaust the wisdom of God. And when God is speaking, he's not speaking just in the air. He's speaking to you through somebody, and she's a vessel. She's sharing this information. It's great information. I really appreciate it, because I just sat here and was like, I mean, my light bulb went off. I was like, oh, wow. So, again, chime in, y'all. If you got something you want to add to what she's saying, add to it, or just keep on listening.
All right. Well, we are actually coming to the conclusion of this portion of the show. But, I mean, there is so much to research. I mean, so much to research. I mean, even, I don't know if you're on Facebook and you've seen this thing called the penny hoarder. The penny hoarder kind of helps you think of ways to make money. This didn't really print off like it should, but he's talking about becoming how to become a foreign student host. Let's see. And if you're looking for language schools in your area, Check an online source such as the International Association of Language Centers, where you can search for schools based on geographic location. So I guess that's a main hub to search for schools in your location. And it says, how much money can I make? Depending on your location and proximity to the student's school or the professor's workplace in any major city or urban area, you can make upwards of $200 a week to host a foreign student. The total sum varies depending upon the factors such as meals you provide for the... I don't know about that, because, I mean, they just give you a base rate of what you get every month or whatever. Actually, you know what? And the student gives you the money. The money doesn't even come from the school. I just remember that. That man used to have me some cash. Yeah, they just... the money comes from the student. I forgot about that. Because I was thinking, I don't remember receiving a check or even writing that off in taxes. But let's see. And this other document that I'm not really sure, I think it comes from Canada, but it's a good document. I mean, let's see. Yeah, I think I'll post that link on in Blacks in Business too. But it's a good informational here. Payment options are as follows. A student's family can pay the entire homestay cost at the agreed homestay rate to the school. The school holds this money in trust and pays the agreed homestay rate to the homestay provider fortnightly or monthly. The school can assist the student's parents and the homestay provider to establish a payment method through which the parents pay money directly to the homestay provider each fortnight or month. Yeah, fortnight, that must be Canada or something. Yeah, because we don't talk about fortnight. Let's see. And there's another website called Children of All Nations. They were talking about Haiti. Some of these things are kind of sketchy. You just got to do your research. Let's see. Oh, and then before we end this, I wanted to talk about being a representative. Now, being a representative can be gold too. Now, this definitely is for money. If you're placing students with people in the community, you get paid for that, you know, and there's like extra little things. Like the organization I'm signed up with, if you place the student by May, whatever, they were going to give you a $200 gift card or something. I don't know. But again, if I can't get nobody no money, I don't know how I'm doing that. But yeah. So here's another organization called PAX Academic Exchange. And they have a local rep application. And it says, few people have the opportunity to make a profound and impact on the world as PAX local coordinators or local representatives. These independent contractors, and that's good, you're an independent contractor, helps host families in high schools throughout the continental U.S., share their American exchange students from more than 70 countries by arranging semester and academic year homestays, generating interest in the local community, holding orientations for both family and students, guiding young international visitors through the personal and cultural adjustment, providing friends and neighbors in their community and young people they host with positive life-changing exposure. I would definitely recommend, you know, if you're looking to make some extra money and you have, you know, the gift of gab and you like selling things, become a local host representative. Again, you get paid for that. That definitely is something that is quite lucrative. All right. Oh, and another thing I found, there's a Chinese and Japanese summer class going on. I think it's online. You can call 607-280-3676. That's something I just found at the library, y'all. I just thought I'd tell you. But we are going to go to a commercial break. You are listening to Blacks in Business Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us each and every week. We will be back after these commercial messages.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, we are back, and we are in the last and final hour of Blacks in Business Radio for May 24th, 2018. We just got done talking about foreign exchange and homestay programs and how you can be lucrative in that area. All right, if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. And I am joined by Brother Robert. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. So next up, we have Sister Alexis. Sister Alexis was on some months back, and she was with our guest host, Sister Erica. And they were talking about doulas and childbirth and all kind of stuff. It was very exciting. I remember I was in the airport trying to chime in. It was quite entertaining. But today, Sister Alexis is going to talk to us about her notary business. And I think she is connected with Andre Hatchett, who also has a notary business. And he was on here like over a year and a half ago, I think, talking about his business. But we're going to definitely invite Sister Alexis on to talk to us about her business right now. Welcome, Sister Alexis. How are you?
Greetings. I'm great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I am wonderful, wonderful. Brother Robert, this is Sister Alexis.
Hey, Sister Alexis.
Hey, Brother Robert, how are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful as well.
Good, 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 good.
Okay, so Sister, tell us about yourself and all the many things you're involved in, and then let's break it down with the notary business.
Okay, all right. Well, give thanks and praise for thinking of me. I just want to acknowledge that and much appreciate it. I have been very diligent in all the different projects that I have going on at the moment. But yes, I am Sister Alexis Callier. Sometimes I go by the last name Carter, but I am going through a name change. But it's the same me with a slightly different energy. I'm a notary wellness mentor and CEO of the Notary Wellness Mentor School, a mobile notary, notary signing agent, and a seven-stream income earner. I have so many different streams of interest, and I have been able to turn them all into businesses. And so I'm just really out here, sis, just spreading the information to those who want to hear it, and that it can assist, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, most definitely. Well, I think that as the tides are turning, we have many different people with their ears perking up, because Brother Robert and I just saw on television yesterday, what was that, Harley Davidson, Robert, that just shut down and laid off 300 people or something like that? What was it?
It laid off over, I think it was 700 to 800 people. And one guy, like I'm pretty sure quite a few of them, this one guy in particular, he was there for 17 years. And, it didn't see it coming. And a lot of, I mean, this is not just Harley Davidson. This is all type of corporate jobs, big companies that are doing this, you know. So, hey, you build a lifestyle around someone else's success, that can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it's important that Sister Alexis has her seven streams. Why don't you tell us about each one of those streams?
Just to name a few, definitely. It's the notary wellness, and each one has several bullets under it. You know, that's just kind of how business is. It will tend to evolve, and you should be able to have different strategies where you obtain money from within that one business. Mm-hmm. So the notary business is probably one of my newest business under 2 years, and I'm also a virtual assistant like yourself, which I didn't know that, so that's good to know. Of course, the Divine Doula is another one of my businesses, and Divine Health, where we focus on different vegan meal plan options. So if anyone is just transitioning into the vegan lifestyle and they're just finding it kind of difficult to decide what to cook, I have different meal plans that are already pre-made, and they can just order it and just pretty much look in the guide, see what's available for them, and take one of those meals and follow them for a week or 2 weeks. Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting, because I know if they cook a lot, thinking about what you need to cook can take up a lot of time, you know, and it involves a lot of preparation. you mm-hmm. know, especially with you know, plant-based foods, you might want to be a little bit more creative. It also includes the CPR. I'm a CPR instructor.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
We just had that show last week.
Oh, did you? What was the title?
I'll dig it out for you, but okay. I didn't know you were a CPR instructor. If you would have been the guest last week, I didn't
mm-hmm,
know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
Yep, definitely. So there's a lot of things going on, and I'm just really grateful. And I believe it's kind of my duty at this point, if there's something that comes my way and I'm available, it's just I have to flow with it instead of flowing against it. You know, that's our nature, for some of us at least, and we have to mm-hmm. just kind of retrain our minds.
Wait a minute, don't we have the same birthday? Was that you?
Do we? When's your birthday? I don't think so. When's your birthday?
Was that you? Was that somebody else? February 10th.
Right. No, I'm April 2nd.
Okay, well, who was it? I thought it was you. I thought we had the same birthday, but no matter. We're still the same. Anyway.
Yep, I feel you, sis.
Yes, absolutely. So listen, I appreciate your multiple streams of income, because so many people are so locked. I mean, forget about the people on the job. I mean, we know what that looks like. But even in entrepreneurship, it's easy to become just locked in one type of thing, you know, because there's lots of books saying, you know, you should just be doing one thing. There's a book called, I think it's called The One, and they really emphasize you just doing one thing. But I can't function that way. I have to do so many different things. If I'm not doing 100 things, I'm not comfortable. I feel like somebody is suffocating me. Is that kind of what you feel like?
It doesn't feel like suffocation, but it just feels like more like a seed, you know? Mm-hmm. I just like to plant seeds and watch them grow. And but yes, definitely. I don't connect with focusing on one business or one major or one, you know, that doesn't, I would not thrive in an environment like that.
right. And it's so comforting to meet somebody else that is on that same accord.
Mm-hmm.
But with mm-hmm. the notary business, it is something that I too have been interested in. And I think many people have kind of clicked on links in their area. And you know, you click on some links to find out information, and you may end up with some legal website that tells you that they're going to guide you through this stuff, and they actually charge you with a lot of money. But you have the ability to cater to people's specific state and teach them how to become a notary. Is that right?
Correct. Right. That's exactly right. So as you mentioned earlier, Andre Hatchett was on your show, and Andre Hatchett is my notary mentor, mm-hmm. and I am very good friends with his brother and his family in general. And the brother kept saying, "You have to meet my brother. You have to meet my brother. You know, mm-hmm. you have to look at this YouTube. Look at this YouTube." And pretty much, my family were already real estate investors.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a notary. I've taken the notary test before, so I was kind of on that channel anyway, but I never heard it put in the manner the way Andre Hatchett put it. So once I was able to really grasp the whole notary business and notary signing business, it made sense. It made sense. So throughout my transition from one state to the next, I got my commission in Maryland, and I was able to implement the different strategies that Andre offered. And once I started working and figuring out how to schedule appointments, I was just curious, right? Like, how many appointments can I take in one day? Mm-hmm. And it ended up being, it was 6 appointments in one day. It was 6 appointments in one day, and it was almost $800.
Oh, my goodness. And all that is signing some papers and putting a stamp on it or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And shipping it off, printing them. I mean, it has... don't get me wrong, it is easier than most jobs, and that's why I say to my children, when you're 18, hopefully you might be onto something bigger and better, but just in case, you know, and you decide to be local and you're looking for something to do, it would behoove you to just become a notary versus going into fast food or anything like that. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense for you. And so we're all in agreement.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, when that time comes, they can go that route.
Let me ask you something really quick. Okay, so we're talking around being a notary, but who exactly needs a notary?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great question. Well, everyone in their lifetime will need a notary. There aren't too many people in life that haven't needed a notary. So you would need a notary for all different types of things, but if we just break it down, if you're dealing with any medical issues and maybe you need to give a power of attorney over to a spouse, so someone in that manner. Maybe you have an elderly mom and before she gets too deep in her illness, you turn over the power of attorney to a son. So it could be like a vaccine exemption you would need a notary for. Depending on what state you're in my state in particular, if you sell a car or a boat or a motorcycle, you need a notary to sign the title.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from state to state what needs to be notarized, but real estate in particular, which is across all 50 states, is your biggest player, and you'll also receive the biggest amount of money as on the business end of it.
Okay. As a notary on real estate documents, that makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, which state? Okay, so you mentioned a test. Now, a lot of us get nervous when you talk about tests, especially if it's not multiple choice. You know, A, B, C. We need that. You know. So when you talk about the test, how difficult is the test? How long is it?
Well, that's a great question, and actually majority of the tests are multiple choice.
Okay.
So, they are multiple choice. Each state is different, but it could range up to between, 50 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50 mm-hmm. question, multiple choice.
If I'm a notary in Maryland, is there a way to get a notary certification in all 50 states?
It's possible for some. Yes and no. Yes and
okay.
no. Some states do not allow you to have a dual membership, a dual commission. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we break it down a little bit and, you know, maybe it's two. Maybe you have employment ties with two states. You can do the two states. That's perfectly fine. Or three states. But you just have to prove it. You know, if you say you work in Jersey and live in New York, you just have to prove it, you know, with an ID or some form of notification from your employer.
Okay. Well, it sounds like everybody should be interested in becoming a notary because it's so simple. And I remember I was working as a virtual assistant for my first radio program I worked for, and he was working on a real estate deal. He needed a notary at like 11 o'clock at night. So I had to search the internet for a notary that was available at 11 o'clock at night. And that man got paid $800.
Yeah.
Because he was available at 8 o'clock at night.
Right. Yeah. It definitely pays. I will get out of bed late for a jewelry shop.
Absolutely. I mean, the phone can ring.
Say
yes. Yeah, I said the phone can ring and I will answer it. Absolutely.
Yes. It's interesting because sometimes people, they notice I'll pick up the phone, you know, and they're like, you never worried? I'm like, no, because that's, I don't think bill collector, I think money. Like, you know?
Right, exactly. I don't want to miss out on the money.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Now, what are some of the qualifications that you need to be a notary? Because I remember going on the website for, I don't know if it was Missouri or Washington State. I mean, I've attempted this a couple times, but not really. Like, I haven't really filled out anything. I think Washington was super duper easy. But I remember looking at the information. So what are the disqualifiers, I should say? Are they different from every state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They differ from state to state, but there are a few things that are in common, which would be, you know, you have to be 18. We know that for sure. No matter what, in every state, you have to be at least 18.
Okay.
You will most likely have to live or work in the county that you're applying for.
Okay.
You have to be able to read and write in English.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have any commission revoked in the past 10 years, most of the time. Those are
now. Say that again. You can't have what?
A notary commission revoked.
Okay.
Yes. Right. So, say for instance, maybe 10 years ago, your commission was revoked because you dealt with a case of some sort. Then, if it was more than 10 years ago, you could be up for consideration, but it's a sticky situation, and it'll have to be approved, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's a sticky one. Now, do they worry about any sort of criminal history, like if you've been a bank fraud person or something like that?
Some states, you cannot have a felony. So I'm assuming most bank frauds or anything like that would be felonies. So, yeah, you would have to list that on the application.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to list that on the application. So if you are a felon, you can run the business. You just can't be a notary. But you can run the business, but you can't be a notary yourself.
Okay, well, how does that look? I mean, how do you run the business? I mean, because I'm thinking I'm pretty much a one-man band.
Right. So, say, for instance, I had a felony, and if I had a felony, I would have to hire out. I would have to hire out to, you know, let's say you're a notary, and I would run the business. All the business would go through me. And then I would farm it out to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people would say, well, why would I do that? Well, what if business and advertising is not your strong point? But executing the appointment, things of that nature, is your strong point. So you don't want to have any business dealings, you know, with advertising, but I do. So you let me do it, and you know what I mean? So it becomes a nice partnership. Maybe
well,
I don't want to go
if you road. Maybe if you have, let's say, maybe if you have a store and you have a notary on site at your store, the person who's working for you is a notary. There you go.
Yeah, that could definitely happen.
Well, it definitely sounds like something that people need to tap into. So if they're interested in signing up for your school, from what I understand, it's going to start in June. Tell the people what that looks like when they sign up for the school and how much it costs.
Okay, yeah. So the Notary Wellness Mentor School, you can find it on the information that you listed before. You said it will be on the website. And what that looks like, it will include four phases.
Mm-hmm.
So each phase, you'll just look at the phase, you'll figure out which phase would be best for you. You enroll in that phase and you get all the information that's included. So that would look like a video, an audio. There will be a quiz you can take just to see your own level or test your own level of competency. And all the information is there. You'll also get PDF forms in there as well. And then it's great because you can play it back at your own convenience.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So if you need to watch at 4 o'clock in the morning because you're not able to sleep, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah, put your headphones on. You know, get your notebook and just relax and just study the information. It's really about execution. What I'm finding is not everyone is willing to. They want my experience, but they're not totally hearing me about the journey that I took to get those 6 appointments and how, you know, 6 appointments actually took me about 10 hours to do that day just based on travel.
Oh my God. So,
you know, it's like, are you willing to do that? But I didn't work for the rest of the week, you know.
Right. There you go. You knock it all out in one day.
Exactly. Yeah. So pretty much all the information, including the price, because we're still bouncing that around and we'll solidify that through the newsletter. If you're interested, all my information is there. Reach out to me. Email me if you'd like to be on the newsletter, and you'll get the inside scoop and all the information right there. And pretty much that's it, sis. That's it. We're real excited. I'm happy to get the information out. I'm happy to help people start to earn additional streams of income. We know 2 incomes, 1 income is just really won't do right now, especially if you plan, you know, you're trying to really build and grow for futures to come. So we have to do a lot to get there.
Yeah, we have a lot to get done, and unfortunately, we still have people who are still believing in these job situations. And people, again, if you're working a job, okay, but you need to be doing something extra, okay? You need to be doing something. And it sounds like you could definitely be a notary in your spare time. I mean, why not connect with Sister Alexis? It's already posted. The information is posted in BIB Radio. You can go into BIB Radio, totally get Sister Alexis's information and reach out to her. And I'm sure she'll talk with you about the other streams of income that she's involved in case that's something that you would like to do. If you're interested in anything that we're talking about here, of course, you can reach out to us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. Now, what I want to talk about, because you did mention it, Sister Alexis, is you are a doula. I know you came on and you talked about that before, but what does that look like? I mean, you know, people have their babies in hospitals and, what does that look like? You're a doula. Doctors deliver babies. Doulas deliver babies. What is that? So for people that don't know what a doula is, tell them what that is and how involved you are.
We're definitely birth workers. We assist moms who decide to have an unassisted birth. I've dealt with that. They don't want a midwife. They don't want to go to the hospital. They just want to birth at home, you know, with their partner and maybe a doula and a friend, and that's it. You have women who want the support of midwives and doulas. We're just a support staff. We assist the mom in whatever she feels like she needs us to do in that moment. We're servants, so to speak, you know, in the best way possible for the moms and even after the baby is born, if she needs some support with breastfeeding or she wants to talk about vaccines, diaper rash, what have you, you know, whatever it is, we support the moms. So that's really exciting to me.
It is exciting. Now, I had a doula for my last birth, which was 18 years ago. And, I mean, it was amazing because at the time, I really didn't know. Well, how did I even get a doula? I don't even know. I just don't even know how that happened. But I ended up having a doula. She was a beautiful person, and I'm telling you, she told me, because like when you go in the hospital, they automatically put this IV in your hand. And I told her how much it hurt. You know, I have three children before this one came along. She said, you don't have to have that in your hand. She said, trust me. If they need to get fluids in you and need to get an IV in you, they'll be able to do it. But you don't have to have that in your hand. Oh, she came in there and she tore up the whole delivery room and let them know what was what. And she was like, I mean, she was almost like my mother. I mean, she was there handling the business about how my baby was going to be born. And she held the baby. She was the first one to hold the baby when it was born. But she was a wonderful person. And I felt like she was totally there, sent from heaven just for me to make sure that my daughter had a smooth entrance into this world, you know. The work that you do is very important. And if you all want to find out more about what a doula does, I want you to reach out to Sister Alexis. Sister Alexis, tell the people how to get a hold of you if they want to have more conversations with you about your multiple streams of income, preferably also about, you know, becoming a notary. How can they get a hold of you?
Okay, yes. You can reach out to me if you need to email me. It's divinenotary, divinenotary@cheerful.com.
Okay, divinenotary@cheerful.com. Brother Robert, you're there. What do you have to say about all this business that's going on?
Oh, I've been on the internet finding out how to sign up to be a notary. I just filled out the application. Learn some new language. I just learned some language. Let me go back. I want to run this by you. That didn't work out too good there. But nevertheless, here we go. It was saying. No, that's not it neither. Nevertheless.
What were you looking at?
It was asking about, have you ever been convicted of any felonies? And then but it was, I don't recall what it was, but it was asking that question, or have you ever been convicted of misdemeanors or this, that, and the other. But now let me ask you this question. Is it possible to become a notary if you are convicted of a felony that is not related to any type of business type of crimes, or, you know, like money or forging document?
It really depends on the jurisdiction. I had that conversation with, they were in Texas, and I called myself to find out, and she said it really depends. You know, it really depends on the clerk, if they decide to approve. So it really depends. There are some states where they're like, absolutely not. If it's anything to do with forgery, that's not going to work, or fraud, anything of that nature, it won't work. Now, if it's over 10 years ago, and maybe you got an expungement, then that's possible.
Right, because I filled out the application, but I'm trying to recall. I know I did something back in the past on the notary level, but I was young, I was fresh in the business, and I can't recall exactly what it was. But I did just fill out an application just as we were talking, as you guys were talking on the phone, and who is that? I think Cece said that somebody got paid $800.
Yeah, she said that.
To be up at night, and sign the document. Yes.
As soon as you said that, I immediately Googled that, the how to become a notary. I mean, instantly, I was like, oh, I'm on that. But yeah, I'm gonna reach out to you, sister, and definitely, that's those are things that that you can do. Because one of my questions I was going to ask you, when you said the multiple streams of, you know, income, which is always good, and my question was, you know, it would be how successful are you at managing and profiting from those eight different things that I think you said eight that you are doing that are making money? Because I mean, it's only one of you. I'm assuming that you I don't know if you have people working with you or helping you, aiding, assisting you in those things. So if you got, how do a person really get the most out of a thing if he or she has, you know, more than three or four different things going on at one time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I can say this, that there are always higher levels to things, right? There are always levels that you're looking to strive for. So that's one. And another thing is what I learned about the business is some of them that I really have to make them as automated as possible. Mm-hmm. So where I'm not spending a lot of time on them, maybe for the initial setup, but then after that, you know, I'm not fully there for some of them.
That's it. That initial setup, set it up and be out of there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Set it and go. Set it and go.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, she does have help. Actually, Anthony is helping her right now. So.
Yes. I'm so grateful, too. I'm so grateful. I'm getting ready to travel, so it's been kind of something that I want to really make sure that I have in check, so to speak, while I travel, so I could travel in peace, so to speak.
Yes.
And so I'm so grateful to him, and I will be releasing my dive very soon, as soon as we're doing some last-minute edits at this point, and getting ready to publish the I'm a Notary What's Your Superpower guide. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, see, I don't even know what you guys are doing. I just know that you're doing something. And I just texted him. I said, oh, Sister Alexis is on my show. He's like, oh, about the notary business? I said, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's how I like things to work. Like, if I can give you some information or give you a person that this is who I use. Well, I mean, this is my son. This is who I birthed. And him to be able to learn through you as he's working his way off of the job, it's a great thing. Oh, we got to go to a commercial. This is Blacks in Business Radio. You listen to us on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in just a minute.
Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, everybody, you're listening to Blacks in Business Radio. We are in our last 30 or so minutes talking to Sister Alexis about her notary business and all the different things that she's doing. Her superpowers are more than one, and it's just great to have been able to talk to you about all these different things. What I want to know is, because you have children, how old are your children?
10, 12, and 13, but she's like a month away from 14.
Okay, so almost 14. Now, where do you see them fitting into entrepreneurship at these early ages?
It's happening now. Real quick, sis, I just want to say it for Brother Robert. He mentioned, where do I see myself with those businesses, having multiple streams of business. It's fun to be able to do that, because that's how I express myself. But ideally, I would love to maintain seven, and I probably will, but I need to structure them in a manner where they feel comfortable to execute each of them. If it doesn't, then the plan is to get them, make them profitable, and then sell them. You know, don't hold on to them.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm grateful because my children have expressed being business owners for some time. My daughter actually makes her own soap. She has a company called Hopes, like soaps, but Hope.
Mm-hmm.
They are Egyptian molded vegan vegetable glycerin soaps, and it's so cute because they're different colors, and each color, like, so say if it's orange, and it's orange because of carrot powder, or
wow.
You know, red is because it's from beet powder. Yeah, green is from spirulina.
Oh, it's all healthy, yeah. Not synthetic dyes.
Yeah, all natural plant-based dyes. So, and then my other son, he does a lot of things. He sold his first art piece when he was 8 for $90.
Mm.
And wow. He didn't even try, you know, so he sells art, and he's got put some of his artwork on t-shirts, and he makes jewelry. He does a lot of amazing things. And my other son hasn't really found his way in that, you know, arena as of yet, but I can tell he has the ideas flowing. So I can see that being a big part. But I'm sure they'll have, you know, different hobbies. But as of right now, it's definitely in the bloodline. Definitely in the bloodline.
Well, that is so amazing. Well, let me see. What we are going to do is not keep you all night, because I know you are on the EST and we are on the CST, so you're an hour ahead of us. But are you going to be at the homeschool conference?
No, I'll be in East Africa. I'm traveling to East Africa, so I won't be there this year. But that's amazing.
Okay, well, we will definitely keep you in mind. You know, if you still want to have a presence there, my virtual assistant's business / brand ambassador business will happily represent you. So just reach out to me if that's something that you would like to do. But let's make sure that our listeners have the appropriate information once again to contact you about your business, okay?
Yep, sounds good. So you can, if you definitely need to call, you can call me at 845-656-6271. If you need to email me, you can email me at divinenotary@cheerful.com. You can find the business on Facebook, Divine Notary, on Instagram, Divine Notary, Notary Wellness Mentor, and yeah, so thank you so much. And I am Sister Alexis. You can find me under Sister Alexis Carter, but I will transition to Sister Alexis Callier, but you can find me under Sister Alexis Carter.
All right.
Thank you so much, sis.
Thank you, Sister Alexis. We look forward to hearing from you soon about the great things that you're doing and after your trip to East Africa. Yes, absolutely. Yes. We look forward to connecting with you on that. Brother Robert, did you have any last comments for her?
Well, I just want to thank you for coming on to the show, as well as thank you, CC, for inviting the sister on to
thank
the show.
You.
Yes, and definitely have a safe trip. We'll keep you in our prayers going to Africa, and come back and share that experience with us as well.
Yeah, of course.
Bring back some foreign exchange students from East Africa.
Right.
That's what I want. Okay, sister. Well, peace and blessings to you, and we will speak with you again very soon, okay?
Thank you. Likewise. Peace and love. Have a good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Alrighty, that was Sister Alexis. I mean, she surprises me every time we talk to her. That's wonderful thing, you know, being a doula. And I mean, just wow. I don't know if I'm brave enough to be a doula, but that is a great thing, to be a doula, to watch the children come into the world unencumbered, you know, without all of the craziness. Because I'm telling you, having a baby at the hospital can be something else. I'm telling you, just woof. But to have somebody there that is fully supporting you and just, you know, has the best interest of you and your child is just an excellent thing. If you all are here listening and you want to press **, feel free to do so, because we are here for you. If not, you can definitely listen to us each and every week here on Black Talk Radio Network. Our show is podcasted, and you can surely go back and listen to it and share it with your friends. Do share. Most definitely share with your friends and your family members, anybody in business or thinking about going into business. If you need our help, or if we can assist you, feel free to email us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. I'm super excited about things to come and the different discoveries that are made every single day. And quickly, you know, I visited Bougie Town today. And when I say Bougie Town, I went to... You remember we were on the phone today, Robert, and you were talking to my dad, right? And I became silent. I was gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at the country club, Northwood Hills Country Club. To me, it's very... I just don't understand why it's right there. I just still don't understand why that's like right on the edge of the hood. But I think that other one is right on the edge of the hood, too. And then there's another one that's like in a mixed community, but I just don't understand how they strategically place these places. And it just, again, I think back to gentrification, because they do everything that they do in phases. Like, okay, phase one, we got it. Phase two, they give it to us or shove us in there. Phase three, they get it back again or whatever. So I'm just thinking, maybe this country club is right there because the eventual will be to have that area as their area. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
But it's been there for as long as I can remember.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I was interested. Yeah. I went at, you know, because a lot of people have, black people, I should say, have events at this country club. And, you know, I went in there and the lady was nice. They smart enough to kind of not be judgmental. Like, they don't, you know, you never know who you're dealing with when you're talking to them. You know, I could be a zillionaire and just coming in there to get information. I mean, of course, I wasn't a zillionaire. But, you know, I just went in there to get, I will be, but I went in there to get this information just to see what is so special about this country club. I mean, I really, I don't know. I mean, it's great. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. Because when I look at how much it costs and the membership, okay, I mean, it's just so, like I said, like bougie. I mean, I guess that word country club should tell you. But it says, discover what Norwood Hills Country Club has waiting for you. Discover membership. You don't want to miss this. We would like to offer you the opportunity to take up a full year to, quote, test the waters and see if Norwood Hills is the club for you. Now, here are the requirements. $1,000 due with nomination. Should you decide to stay at the end of your discovery year, the full $1,000 will be applied to your initiation fee. You will be required to go through the normal nomination process, including sponsorship by two existing members. How do you do that? I don't know nobody there. There will be no commitment. The discovery membership can be canceled with written notification, or it may be converted to a full membership prior to completion of the first year. For additional details, call or email Katie Dooley at blah, 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 blah. So, okay, I figured it out. I said, how am I going to do that? So what it is you pay $1,000, and then with you canoodling and schmoozing with the people, you're supposed to find two people within that year that are willing to sponsor you. Okay, that's interesting. But yeah, I went in there because I wanted to see, because, you know, I've been to a couple of events there, and I wanted to know what this was like, you know. And I'm looking at, you know, every little, I mean, every little thing costs. Like if you want to be a part of the sports membership, it's $1,500. The monthly dues for the sports membership is $510. So all these things look like they have separate dues. I mean, it is really, I mean, who are these people? I mean, we know who they are, but I mean, like I said, there's black people in there too. There's black people in there and they're holding their events in there. And that's what interests me, because I'm like, what are these people getting out of this place? It's a beautiful place, but I just can't see spending all this money. But maybe that's because I don't have it. I don't know. But I was just interested in going in there and seeing what this place was about. So I thought I'd tell you that. And they do have several events going on. I just have to hang out with the people who do have memberships, because I am not paying them $1,000 to be in that. Yes, that was interesting. Yeah, but that was my little venture today. But
well,
yes.
I want to share something with the people that are listening. So we do have some business opportunities that we want to extend to our listening audience. One, we sell the 5-gallon buckets of laundry detergent here in St. Louis, Missouri, and it has been a very, very good opportunity for myself to actually get into this business. And so I'm extending this opportunity to those who may be interested in finding other streams of income to add to what you already have, or to just in discovery mode, you know, find something that you can do that could actually benefit you financially. So you can reach out to us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com or robert11xminer@gmail.com. And we can give you the information that you need to become a distributor of this laundry detergent that we've been selling here and really been doing great with it. So definitely, I'm sure there are people listening to this right now that want to know how to become an entrepreneur, or want to know what can they do to become an entrepreneur. So that's just one of a few things that me and CeCe have going at the moment. CeCe has alkaline water. If she wants to share that with you, CeCe, you want to share that with the people?
Yes, we are the St. Louis distributor of Flow Alkaline Water. It registers 8.1 in the alkalinity scale, and it is sourced from a Canadian spring located in Toronto. Currently, we have 3 flavors. We have regular, cucumber mint, and lemon ginger. There are more flavors to come, and we have 2 separate sizes available. That would be the 500 milliliter, and then we also have the 1 liter. And we have special pricing right now. If you would like to order for your store, reach out to me so that I can offer you that special pricing. It's an introductory price for people who order 5 or more cases, and we will gladly ship it to you. Just email us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. Why not have alkaline water that is sourced from a natural spring versus mechanically created by man? And that is Flow Alkaline Water.
So there you have it, you know, guys. We and ladies and gentlemen, we really try to get to you information that could definitely bring about a change in your life financially. And with the financial change, that helps you on a more mental level as well as a spiritual level. So I mean, just reach out to us. I mean, we have plenty of information. We do a lot of research. If it's necessary, we'll go the extra mile to make sure we find out what you need to know. So these opportunities are here. There are more opportunities as well. We also a big time to Dove soap and body wash retailer as well, and so we can also get you that information. We sell information. If you need information, you know, Dove soap, we can sell you that information to a wholesaler that actually can wholesale you Dove body wash and Dove bar soap at a really good price. We have plenty of information that we can sell you. plenty of information. So there's no need for you to not be able to make money or know what to do to make money. All you have to do is just reach out. We're just a few buttons on the phone away. You know, your smartphone is your laptop, your smartphone is your PC, your smartphone is pretty much everything you're linked to having and having not. Your smartphone really is. So all you got to do is just type in "We Are Blacks," BlacksInBusiness, business. We Are Blacks in Business at gmail.com, and just request, "I need business information. Brother Robert 11X, can you share with me how I could get into the automotive detailing products? Or can you share with me how I can get into the clothing industry? Can you share whatever you may want to know about?" I've been to different trade shows, so the information is there. All you have to do is reach out at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com, care of Robert 11X or CC Harris. We're going to get you the information that you need. Guaranteed that this information that we have can instantly change your financial reality.
Yes, we do. And we want to invite you to join us each and every week at the same time, same channel, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, but thank you to our guest, Sister Alexis, for teaching us about all that she's doing, especially in the notary. Who is the mobile notary? That was somebody else. In her notary business. And thank you, Brother Robert. Thank you, Scotty, for manning the station for us as usual, and we look forward to meeting you all here again next week for a new topic. If you have any subjects you would like us to cover, please reach out to us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. Good night, everybody, and thank you. Thank you.